News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The plant-heavy, meat-light planetary health diet has been linked to significantly lower risks of premature death. And Sarah Keogh, dietitian at eatwell.ie, even joins me now. Good morning to you, Sarah. This idea of a flexitarian diet, it's not meat-free, but you reduce that. It's not, it is plant-heavy, but it's sort of a change in the balance of how people's eating. And is it working well?
So, I mean, it definitely helps with that. But when I was looking at this study this morning, basically what they did was the study didn't specifically look at, say, putting people on a flexitarian diet to see what happened. What they did was they went over older data, which is very good, solid data,
okay. And
looked at, you know, if we put measures of flexitarian in people who were kind of accidentally flexitarian within these things like the nurse's health study and the physician's health study, what came out of it. And what they did find is, and I have to say, I had a little smile to myself, is basically people who were doing the healthy eating lived longer. So, you know, people who were eating more fruit and veg.
Sarah, who knew?
Well, you know, I was shocked, I have to say. So basically, when you looked at what they analysed in this, they found that people who were eating more whole grains, which is what we always talk about, people eating more fruit and vegetables, people eating more sort of pulses, increasing fibre, and then reducing sort of treat foods and things like that, had a reduction in cancer and heart disease. And they were the two main outcomes that they actually looked at for that. So we're looking at about a 10% reduction in cancer. Interestingly, they saw a bigger reduction in infectious diseases in women. Now, women are a little more resistant to infectious diseases than men anyway, but they saw actually an improvement there. But I think what's really interesting about it is it comes back around and says, look, if you're healthy eating, it's really good. And the idea with the flexitarian diet in this case is they're talking about in terms of carbon dioxide reduction, which obviously we really need to look at. But I think sometimes people are like, well, I'm never going to cut out meat.
Hence the name, the planetary diet, because it's better for the planet, kind of thing. Okay.
But there's two lovely things you can do. You don't necessarily have to cut out the nutrition. And one of the things we've got to remember that the diet that this is based on, the Eat Lancet study, they looked at the nutrition around what men required. So when it was reanalyzed, it was found it had half the amount of iron that women need. It was lower in zinc. It was lower in calcium. So a reevaluation of that there last year said, actually, do you know what? We probably need to put more dairy and more meat into that than is in it if we're actually going to hit nutrient targets. And we need to be really careful as well, because that diet was very low in calcium. And we know that people who follow, say, a fully vegan, fully plant-based diet, we do see about 30% increase in fractures.
So is this diet unsuitable for women because they need more protein, they need more iron, they certainly need calcium because they're more prone to things like osteoporosis. So we're pushing a diet that is probably very healthy for men, but is it the right diet for women?
But in terms of healthy eating, we're not really pushing it at the moment. It's one look at what can we do from a food point of view to reduce carbon dioxide. And I would say if people want to do two really quick things that will make a big difference to their carbon dioxide, one, reduce your treat foods, your kind of your, you know, your crisps, biscuits, cakes, they produce a lot of carbon dioxide in production, and they're not necessary for nutrition. And the second thing is food waste. If food waste was a country, it would be the third biggest producer of carbon dioxide in the world. So before you start cutting out, you know, nutrients like iron and calcium and stuff like that, have a look at reducing maybe some of the treat foods. Have a look at what are you doing in terms of food waste. And foodwaste.ie are fantastic for really good tips on what to look at with that. That there's lots and lots of things we can do food wise. I wouldn't be jumping entirely on this specific diet, but there's definitely things we can take out of it in terms of healthy eating.
Okay. So you are sort of saying this is good, but with some small caveats.
Caveats, definitely.
Always with the caveats, you guys. Look, thank you for that, Sarah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.